The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the Department of Mathematics and many other things, Professor Jeff Boats.
I am feeling less radioactive than this crowd.
Good, good. How's Calc 1 going? I have a lot of advisees in your class.
Oh, is that the problem? I was wondering. No, they're doing fine. We haven't had a test yet, but I think they're doing fine.
Okay, good. Sitting to his left is Professor Jim Tubbs from Religious Studies. I see you're wearing a fine outfit today.
Since when did you become the fashion critic?
No, I'm not a critic at all. I should have just said an outfit today, and that probably would have covered it, too.
It's nice to be seen. Thank you very much.
Made for radio.
We'll tell you about it later, folks. You probably picked up on it these last few weeks. And you brought a guest with
you. Yes, indeed.
Yes. You want to introduce him?
Yes. This is Todd Hibbard, who is our newest professor in the Religious Studies Department and teaches Scripture courses.
Scripture. All right. Excellent.
Yes.
Good to have you here.
Good afternoon.
I want to say, what's the class you're teaching this term? Some of my advisees are in it, I'm almost certain. Are you teaching this term?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm teaching a course called Prophets and Visionaries.
Prophets and Visionaries,
yes,
that's what it
which is.
Which is
a very sexy title.
I just
title.
Love the title of the course. One of my students was reading the Bible in the hallway, and I was like, well, this is a good place to start. She goes, no, it's for class. Like, she commented, and she goes, you know, this class had an interesting title, and I'm really enjoying it. So
all
there
right.
you go.
Good.
Well
keep
done.
Coming.
Yeah. What interesting classes by title are you teaching this term, Professor Beth Oljar?
Introduction to Philosophy, Introduction to Logic. Ethics.
Oh, yeah. Logic. That class is going very well, I'm guessing. Logically.
So far, so good.
Oh, Beth Buddy is so logical.
Oh, yeah.
Coldly logical, right?
Not cold, but she's warmly
logical.
I'm
being funny.
Indeed.
Okay.
I'm warmly logical.
Well, I think that what Intro to Philosophy really needs is you just got to, like, pump up the name of that course. That'll change, you know, the entire enrollment the following
year. How to not end up like Socrates?
That would be a start.
I think what the meaning of is would be a good
There are two meanings of is. We could call the course that.
Okay.
Because there actually are.
Sure. So, no, I can only imagine Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies. What's the title of the course you teach? I don't even know.
Intro to Storyboards. I'm easy that way. That's all.
Okay.
I'm easy. I also teach Senior Studio.
Okay.
So.
Which is a pretty all-encompassing title.
I do a little of everything in there. Song, dance, you know, the whole to-do.
Yep.
Keep
them
off of Woodward, you know. It's all good.
Must be hard work.
Oh, yeah. Sweat, bullets, and bricks, and you can ask Matt. You know, we've got questions that way. So
I love the way the syllabus for your storyboards class begins with a picture of you walking in the classroom, and the next picture is you standing in front holding a syllabus in the next classes.
I walk out.
That is pretty meta. That's pretty meta right there. So, also with us today, Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies, looking fine in his black and yellow.
Black and gold, as we say in Pittsburgh, but that's all right.
From the famous rap song about Pittsburgh.
Yes, Wiz Khalifa's Black and Yellow. Yes.
Black and gold probably would have sounded better. It's hard to rhyme yellow.
Yeah.
Did you go to Duquesne? Or?
I used to teach there, but I didn't go to school there.
I was just wondering where the being a Pittsburgh fan came from.
So. Oh, that comes from early childhood.
Ah.
Yes. Yes.
It was a disease that he's never quite gotten over.
It was jaundice.
It's okay. We also have another guest with us here today, one of my colleagues from my building in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, a physics professor, Professor Prasad Venugopal.
Hey, thanks for inviting me, and a shout out to the Iowa Brennans.
Nice.
Awesome.
Way to make connections with the listener. You are a keeper.
Singular.
We have a small but deeply disturbed following.
Professor Diane Manica, give us the title of a course you're teaching this term.
Legal Foundations of American Education. How does that hit you?
That's awesome.
Cool.
I only taught it for one night because the teacher was out, and I've been subbing for folks.
She's looking for law in all the wrong places.
Yes, and it is so much fun.
Gosh. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166 or send the questions USPS to College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. All those numbers and letters mean they come directly to our doorstep, like this set of questions. It's nice to know the ATP panelists are back at it again. It's like a police blotter. Thanks for keeping such a fun tradition going with the program. Below are 15 questions for this new season. I hope they meet with your approval and will be read on the air sometime soon. Well, you know, Rachel, this email was sent today at 3:37 p.m., so we're doing the best that we can.
Wow, right off the bat.
Considering it's about, I don't know, almost 4 o'clock.
What'd she say the passing grade is?
Exactly. I'll let Professor Mayo dictate the passing score. At least all of them, if not most of all of them, right. How's that?
That depends on the hints you give.
Right, that's right. So sincerely, Rachel Ralston of Norwalk, Iowa. She's been with us a few times. So
good.
Thank you very much, Rachel. And these questions are all over the map, as evidenced by the first couple. Let's get warmed up here. What's the first country that issued perforations for their postage stamps? It's a good question.
Great Britain?
It was Great Britain. United Kingdom is what it has here. If the Olympics taught me anything, there is a difference between those two words, but we're going to skip it completely.
Yep, true.
Okay, what was the name of Thor Heyerdahl's boat?
Kon-Tiki.
Kon-Tiki, yeah.
Kon-Tiki, and Professor Tubbs is En Fuego to start the day. There is an official toy of the state of Pennsylvania. What could it possibly be?
A football?
Not a football. Not a football.
Well, it ought to be.
Well, it ought to be, exactly.
Lincoln Logs.
No, no.
That little, might be Illinois.
It's like a little rodent. I don't know. They've been showing Groundhog Day endlessly on TV.
Does it have batteries?
It's the Slinky, which was invented in Philadelphia. Yeah, the official state toy.
Accidentally, I heard.
Really?
Yeah. A guy was trying to produce some kind of spring to be used, I think, in aeronautics or something, and dropped it, and it just sort of went doing down the...
I love it.
Three days later, he found it.
Sounds like physics.
He caught up with it.
Yeah. Sounds like physics.
Did anybody think that was a fun toy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Until it got tangled up.
Yeah.
Once it got tangled up, it was worthless.
Right. Well, true. The tangling up, but to make it go down the steps was fun.
That was cool.
Beth had like five of them. Still is fun. She did a stare at him. What are you guys up to?
Does Mini-Me have one?
Mini-Me actually has a Slinky.
Good.
He does.
Profs, what are the names of the two Mars exploration rovers?
Curiosity.
Curiosity, yes. There were two other ones, actually.
Opportunity?
Opportunity was one of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Curiosity is the current one. Maybe we should have gone to the
Explorer?
Last mission.
Well, no,
how about exhibitionism?
How about the second word to our big campus event yesterday?
Spirit.
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't Bash?
Spirit and opportunity. Celebrate Bash.
Spirited exhibition.
So, is anybody in the room familiar with the comedy Twitter account known as the Sarcastic Rover? Anybody here?
No.
A fan? As the Curiosity rover landed, NASA started tweeting, "Oh, we're doing this right now," and pretended like it anthropomorphized the rover to the point where it was tweeting, like, "I'm doing this today," and da da da. So, a guy founded a tongue-in-cheek account that has nothing to do with anything, making fun of the fact that this thing is tweeting. And yes, yesterday it tweeted, "When I do a science, it stays did." I'm just going to leave you guys the chance to go look that up. It's really funny. I believe the other day it's like, "Here's another rock that I found. I named it Jake. I'm going to laser the bleep out of it." It's really, really funny. It was mentioned in Time Magazine. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known about it. What young Frankenstein star was the Grand Marshal for the 2009 Tournament of Roses Parade? Young Frankenstein star. Wasn't Gene Hackman?
Gene Marty Feldman isn't with us anymore.
Gene Wilder and...
2009 Tournament of Roses.
Terry Garr?
Wasn't Terry Garr. It was not Terry Garr. Mm. Keep thinking.
Peter Boyle has passed, right?
Keep thinking.
I thought so.
Oh, Bernadette Peters?
Been in it for one scene.
Still haven't heard it. Sorry.
Is Gene Wilder still with us?
Yeah,
he's still with us.
Yeah.
Was it Gene Wilder?
It wasn't Gene Wilder, though. It was a female.
All the time.
It was a female.
Was a horse.
Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman,
oh,
indeed.
Cloris.
Yes.
Frau Blücher.
Nay!
Oh, man. What company's New York Stock Exchange name is ODP? Where do you start,
profits.
You know? It's, if I tell you what they sell, it's going to give it away. It's the name of the store. ODP. Let's see. I might be able to buy a stapler and some Post-it notes there.
Office Depot?
Yes, Office Depot.
Best.
They sell office supplies at a depot-like place. Oh, I gave it away. You know, in the mid-1970s TV show Chico and the Man, what was the name of the man?
Jack Albertson.
Jack Albertson, played by... This is our man for 70s and 80s TV.
No,
Dave
Jack
Chow.
Albertson was the
Jack Albertson played.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
It was Ed.
Right.
Ed something.
Name of a color. Starts with a B.
Oh.
Ed Blue.
Ed
nope,
Black.
Not Ed Blue. Not Ed Brown.
Ed White. Way.
Ed Bernstein.
It's not black or blue. It's brown.
Brown. Oh.
Ed Brown.
Ed Brown. Yes. The man. The man. Which film critic once bought the white disco suit from Saturday Night Fever because it was his favorite movie of all time?
Gene Siskel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wonder if he wore it.
Don't think it fit.
What do you do with that if you don't wear it? I don't know.
Was he buried in it? I mean, no.
I mean, that means you got some sort of John Travolta mannequin at home and things are getting really weird fast.
No, he thought it was a really good coming-of-age movie.
Mm-hmm. A Buildings Roman? Hmm. This blew my mind. You guys are going to love this question. If you can put it together, that would be great. I'm going to see if we can do it without any clues.
Uh-oh.
What 1980s music video featured cameos by Chevy Chase, Irene Cara, John Candy, George Wendt, Al Franken, Danny DeVito, Melissa Gilbert, Carly Simon, Peter Falk, and Terry Garr?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. See? You guys knew it off the top of your head. I did not know that one. I mean, I knew they were there, but then you see the list of names, and that is wild. It was Ray Parker Jr., the Ghostbusters theme, absolutely.
Oh, didn't he get sued for that?
Yes, Huey Lewis in the news sued him.
Really?
Same I don't know if they won.
Yeah.
For what?
For the copying the song, copying I Want a New Drug.
It's the same bass line.
Oh, interesting. Did not know that. Interesting.
Hmm.
What element has the atomic number 36?
I know this
science
one.
People.
Tell us something we'd find it in.
You'd find it in the Mars Rover's
Superman
Twitter
comic
account.
Book.
Krypton.
Krypton. Yes, it's Krypton.
And Matt's not even wearing his periodic table
clue,
shirt.
Because I had just mathematically worked out in my mind it was a noble gas by counting the elements.
Nice.
I probably would have got it. Oh well.
We always attack things mathematically around here if we can. Whose company's slogan from 1996 to 1998 was "The way the world works"? That's a lot of W's.
Oh.
What company would be "The way the world works"?
Gee. IBM.
In the wheelhouse.
Microsoft.
Not IBM. Not Microsoft.
Apple.
It was a delivery company.
UPS.
Not UPS.
FedEx.
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 Yes.
Yeah. FedEx.
What is the name of the dog that portrayed Toto in the movie The Wizard of Oz? He appeared uncredited in 13 other Hollywood movies.
Union.
No kidding.
Sorry, we're going to have to wait till after the break to talk about the answer to that one.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
That was good for the self-esteem.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Our next set of questions comes from Keith Hedrick of Orange,
California.
California,
yes.
Yes, how about that? And he says, I have enclosed 10 quotes. You need to figure out who said it. Yeah, right.
Keep hoping.
We'll take it, love.
You were working on your taxes, weren't you?
You need 6 out of 10 correct in order to win.
Okay. Six? This guy has low standards.
He's serious.
That's good.
That's why he writes to us.
He's a realist.
Who said?
Who said?
I have taken more out of alcohol than alcohol has taken out of me.
Joel Coward.
No, it's British.
Oh.
But it's a statesman.
Churchill.
That's right.
Churchill was at a party one night, and this woman came up to him. You know that story?
That story.
Yeah,
but tell
yeah.
it. Please say.
Tell it.
Oh,
and she was being obnoxious, story. And she said, "You know, Mr. Churchill, you're drunk." And he said, "Yes, madam, that's true, and you're ugly. But in the morning, I shall be sober, and you will still be ugly."
This wasn't Queen Elizabeth, was it?
he didn't know who it was.
And we are back with questions from Rachel Ralston of Norwalk, Iowa. And the question we were on was, what's the name of the dog that portrayed Toto in The Wizard of Oz, who appeared uncredited in 13 other Hollywood movies?
Spot. Fido.
Right, Spot, same first letter as his name in The Wizard of Oz. That's narrowing it down, right?
Tommy.
Not Tommy.
Timmy.
Not Timmy, but you guys are in the wheelhouse of ending with Y.
Tammy.
Not Timmy.
Toppy.
Tippy.
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 Tappy. Tippy. What could I do?
Topsy Turvy.
I could do this.
Twinkie.
Terry?
Terry, yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Rippy? I knew it wasn't Rippy.
What's the deal?
Therapy.
What's the deal with being uncredited? Who is this guy's agent?
Mm.
As long as the check cleared.
Yeah, I know. In England, what is the American hairstyle a mohawk called? I know I've heard of this before. It's not called a mohawk in England. It's a little more authentic to the native language, if that makes any sense.
I don't know, a razor?
Famous book and movie. And
I believe Mohican. It
was, Mohican, yes.
Oh, Mohican. Mohican, okay.
That's what it's called. Who played Chief O'Hara in the 1960s TV show Batman?
Stafford Rep.
Stafford Rep. How do you know that?
I'm a Batman
geek. You are a Batman geek, though. I got to give you that one. It's such a great name.
He was a fairly clueless human being, too.
Most of
them were. The character was.
Most of them were. Who were the first five people elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1936? Take it slow.
Ty Cobb was one.
Ty Cobb was the first.
Honus Wagner.
Mm-hmm. Babe Ruth. Cy Young.
Not Cy Young.
Oh.
No.
Christy Mathewson.
And WJ, the initials.
Walter Johnson.
Absolutely. Well done, guys. Well done. Bonus question from Rachel. Who supplied the voice to the Chatty Cathy doll? How interesting. It's an old toy. Back in the day.
I remember June Foray or somebody like that?
It was a famous TV actress. A young TV actress. Petty initials Duke. M.M. Any ideas?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mork and Mindy?
No, that's a good start, though.
Marshall Mathers? Oh, no. Wrong Eminem. Oh, sorry.
It was. She was from a TV show with a lot of people on it. A bunch of people.
The Mouseketeers?
Nope. The Brady Bunch. I can't go any
Florence
deeper than
Henderson.
That.
No.
It was Maureen McCormick.
Oh, Maureen McCormick. Oh, she was Chatty Cathy?
She was Chatty Cathy.
Maureen McCormick was Marsha, wasn't she?
Marsha?
Yes.
Marsha.
The Bunch clue was going to tip us but. Well, Professor Chow, you chained your students to the wall and forced them to type out questions for us.
And so, I'm afraid to see what they came up with.
Yes, this is going to be really interesting. Folks, you need to understand, whenever our students give us questions, we put them in envelopes, send them to Price Waterhouse, and they put them in a safe till the following Friday.
They put them in a jar on the front porch, I thought.
Oh, okay. All right.
Funk and Wagnalls, wasn't it?
Yes.
Exactly.
Are they still even in business?
A mayonnaise jar. Oh.
Who were the two main characters in the late 70s TV show Emergency?
Roy and John.
Yeah.
John Gage and Roy DeSoto.
And yes, you're absolutely right.
And then Dixie was the nurse.
Julie London.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Played by actors Randolph Mantooth and Kevin Teig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What private home has nearly 600,000 visitors to it behind the White House and the Biltmore Estate's estimated 900,000?
The Hearst
Graceland?
Castle?
Graceland.
Yeah,
that's a good guess.
Oh, is the Hearst Castle private? I thought it was public. It was
the former
the
funeral home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't know.
Who played center fielder All the Way May Morbido in the movie A League of Their Own?
Oh, Madonna.
Madonna, absolutely. Michigan's own.
All the Way May, I never would have got that.
What acclaimed movie's working title was Not Tonight, Josephine? Very famous movie. Let's see. I want to say Marilyn Monroe was in this movie. I hope I don't get this wrong. I'm bad when it comes to classical movies. Something Like It Hot. Did I win?
Yeah.
It was the Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Something Like It Hot.
And she's hysterical.
It's a great movie.
It's a hysterical movie, but she's particularly.
And she's also
took about 500 takes for her to get there, but yes, she was.
Well, method, you know. She's a method actor. Was trying to
drugs was the
problem.
I don't
know. I prefer Tony Curtis in that movie. Nothing
he
like
is
Tony
awesome.
Curtis dressed as a woman.
Yes.
And running off with the guy in the boat at the end.
What magazine was first published in 1946 by Dr. Gary Cleveland Myers and his wife, Caroline Elizabeth Clark Myers? And several other people known by three and four names at a time.
Reader's Digest.
Not Reader's Digest. That's a good guess, though, I'd have to say. All you got is two names.
What year was it again,
Matt? 1946.
Psychology Today.
Not Psychology Today. I'm thinking it has a red border with a yellow title.
Not Time,
although that's what I would have thought with the red border. It's a kids' magazine.
Highlights?
Highlights.
Wow. It had a red border?
It usually has a red border. Yep.
I used to get that as a kid, but I never saw who published it.
I've never noticed that red one. I get it every month now.
I guess you will.
I guess I will this time. And that's the only thing I'll notice now.
Highlights for children.
For those of us who are still highlights aficionados, I just want to know where Goofus and Gallant went.
It went down a very dark route. No, I'm just kidding. they're very much updated. It's like, you know, Goofus texts during class. You know, Galen knows when they do that. I'm not joking. That's the way it is now. Yeah, they sort of updated it. Mm-hmm.
For shame.
There is one state of the union that does not have a rectangular flag, a state flag. Which state is that? It's a pennant shape.
Puerto Rico?
Not Puerto Rico. No. Nope.
This sounds like something you would do in Oregon, Beth.
Oh,
is it?
Colony.
No.
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 Hawaii?
Not Hawaii.
Rhode Island.
She's close by.
Close to Hawaii?
They say it's O at the end and high in the middle.
Ohio?
Ohio. Yes,
oh, close by us.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of what's close to Hawaii.
I know. I was like, California? What, you know, Fiji?
When telephone service was first established in 1878, what was the customary greeting upon answering the phone?
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy. Oh. Like Mr. Burns says on The Simpsons. Ahoy, hoy. Apparently he's from the 1870s. That's so great. Ahoy, hoy. Yes, that is absolutely correct.
The singing wire.
I had no idea that the phone was fitted in Hawaii.
So what was the price, do you think, paid to air the first TV commercial? I can tell you. It was 1941 for Bulova watches.
It was a $5,000.
$27.50.
You're going to have to go lower than $27.
Oh, $12.25.
You're going to have to go lower than $12. Higher than three.
$5.
$5. It was $9. Air the ad in 1941.
Of course, there were only four people watching. So.
That's right.
They all they all left their houses that night and went out and bought a watch.
It was $3.50.
$3.50.
Inflation adjusted, that's only about $300 today.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. If the world's oceans were to suddenly rise, which would be the first U.S. state to go completely submerged? You're going to have to think about this one.
Rhode Island?
I would go Rhode Island.
Florida.
Florida. Florida is the correct response. Yes.
The majority of Florida is like 20 feet above sea level.
Right. Where is it where that Carillon is near in the middle of Florida would be the highest highest point. Yeah. Hmm. It's not far from
Claremont.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of they've got a Carillon tower with bells. And they've got this geological exhibits there, and one of them would be what happens if the polar ice caps melt. And they're one of this last part of Florida to be able to have water.
There you go.
In my day, you walked out the front door, and there was land there.
I think my colleague Dave Kokel would think it was fine if Florida...
Oh my.
It's one of the only places he's lived that he didn't particularly like.
Tell him to check the polls. He might be changing his mind.
Uh-oh.
Well, they do have mosquitoes as big as you.
They do.
And roaches even bigger.
Oh, my.
So I would just be screaming constantly if I lived there.
Try this one, profs. What city held the first Major League All-Star game? What year was it, too? Let's see if we can go for a decade. That'd be a good place to start.
Wasn't it in the 30s?
It was 30s. It was 33 is what it was.
And it was
probably out east then.
New York City.
Actually, it was close by, not Hawaii.
Chicago?
Chicago, 1933.
Which stadium, though?
Would have been Old Comiskey, you think? Or
I don't know.
Wrigley Field.
Could have been Wrigley, yeah.
But Wrigley was around by then. Yeah, absolutely. Who was the first female U.S. governor who did not succeed her husband?
Ann Richards.
No, it wasn't Ann Richards. The state was Connecticut, if that gives you any help. I've never heard this piece of information before. It's very interesting.
Oh,
Yes.
Ella, what was her
pretty
last
interesting.
Name? Starts with a G.
That's right.
Grasso. Ella Grasso.
Yes, Ellen Grasso. Professor
Way
Tubbs.
To go.
Spot on. Which British monarch knighted Charlie Chaplin?
It would
pretty
have been
cool.
George the Fifth?
Sixth.
I think this is a fascinating piece of trivia.
Six.
It says here it was Queen Elizabeth II, 1975. So it must have been right at the end of his life, right?
Oh, wow.
Right at the beginning of her reign. Hmm. So pretty wild.
Wow.
It's like overlapping eras in world history.
Off by a few decades.
Yeah.
In what city did Bill Gates found Microsoft?
Redmond, Washington.
No, that's actually where they ended up.
Really?
They started a little bit further south. Or a lot bit south.
We going to Hawaii again?
Oh. No. No, if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, then you know the city very well.
Phoenix?
No, Phoenix, but...
Santa Fe.
There is a very interestingly last-named Tigers relief pitcher with the same name as this city.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yes, Albuquerque.
You're going to give us a few more clues soon on it? Matter down to one person?
I thought it was like Val Verde.
I was thinking of a city named Val Verde, but it didn't work.
So here is an interesting twist. These four celebrities were born in 1975. Can you put them in order from youngest to oldest?
Oh, good grief.
No. Ava Longoria, Drew Barrymore, David Beckham, Tobey Maguire. Youngest to oldest.
Tobey Maguire.
Maguire is the youngest.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore.
Nope, it's Longoria. Beckham next.
Beckham is younger?
Ava okay. Longoria.
Longoria after that, and then Barrymore is technically the oldest. They were all born within a few weeks of each other in 1975. Pretty weird. Weird world. Duh. They definitely were frisky today, Dave. What is the Roman numeral for the number 17,516?
What?
Come on, Jeff.
What am I doing?
I need paper for that one.
17,516. Oh, well, I think
I'm
you have to. Well, you start with. For 17,000, I think you have to put a bar over XV.
That's what I got 15, here.
15,000, then MM.
Correct.
And I forgot the rest of the number.
I think Diane can complete this one.
D V1.
It'd be XVI, and then you've got it. Yeah, excellent.
Yes.
Two numbers. I look forward to that Super Bowl, by the way. That's going to be good.
Caesar gives a thumbs up on that.
I hope you'll be able to see it.
I know I've mentioned it on this program before, but 3 years from now is Super Bowl L, and I want to see how they're going to do that logo with not making it look like a typo. I mean, come on.
Well, come on. Didn't we have double XL here?
Yeah. Well, no, we had XL. We had
XL. Extra large.
Yeah. That was great. That was cool.
It was one of the best Super Bowls of all time.
Of all time. To a Pittsburgh fan.
Mm-hmm.
What musician has performed under the pseudonym Muddy Wilbury?
Muddy Waters?
No, the Traveling Wilburys is probably one of them.
Connected to who?
Is it like Muddy. Jeff is that George Harrison?
Not George Harrison.
Which one would it be?
Dylan.
Gene Orbison?
No.
Jeff Lynne from Erlin. From ELO.
Haven't heard it
Tom
yet.
Tom Petty?
Tom Petty is who it is. Yeah, Muddy Wilbury.
And we didn't say Roy Orbison, I think was the other one.
Right.
I said Gene Roy.
Who is the youngest nominee for Best Actor in the Academy Awards? Wow, 9 years old? You got to be kidding
Ricky
me.
Schroeder.
No.
Macaulay Culkin.
Haley Joe Osment.
No.
I recognize the name, and I want to say
Anna Paquin.
It's that kid from E.T.
You guys are going to have to wait till next time, or I'll just tell you it was Jackie Cooper. Professor Boats, it's time to say goodbye.
Make a little piece,
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Hibbard.
See ya.
Professor Oljar.
Brains.
Professor Chow.
We're going to go there again.
Professor Roach.
Peace out, yo.
Professor Nugapal.
Peace.
Professor Manica.
Au revoir.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler and technically directed by Michael Jason, technically speaking, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.